This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here's an interesting counterpoint to Congress not being able to figure out how to spend taxpayers' money. A government agency that says, look, thanks, but we've got all the money we need. Mick Mulvaney, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, also the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, wrote a letter to Fed Chair Janet Yellen yesterday. The CFPB gets its funding from the Fed. And this letter, well, here's what it said.
This letter is to inform you that for second quarter of fiscal year 2018, the Bureau is requesting $0.
What's the problem?
Diane Katz is a senior fellow at the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
You know, if they don't need the money, you know, I don't see any reason that they should receive it.
Totally fair and fiscally responsible point. One is obliged to mention here, though, another point, that when Mulvaney was in Congress, his position was that the CFPB was, and this is a quote, a sick, sad joke. His letter yesterday, read obviously by one of our producers, went on.
Simply put, I have been assured that the funds currently in the Bureau fund are sufficient for the Bureau to carry out its statutory mandates for the next fiscal quarter while striving to be efficient, effective, and accountable.
I certainly understand the desire to protect taxpayer dollars.
Debbie Goldstein's the executive vice president at the Center for Responsible Lending.
But I think the mission of the CFPB is to protect the taxpayers, the American people, from lenders who target them for high-cost and unaffordable loans. And the best way to save Americans millions of dollars is by preventing predatory lending, not by draining the CFPB's resources.
True to his budget hawk credentials, Mulvaney ended his letter by pointing out that the money he is not requesting, about $145 million or so, will go back to the Treasury and so help reduce the federal deficit. A quick follow to the Apple announcement yesterday that we told you about, that the most valuable company in the world is gonna, and this is their word, make a $350 billion contribution to the American economy by repatriating money it has held overseas for years and making a bunch of new manufacturing investments here. Good news, yes, and full stop. But as CEO Tim Cook told ABC News last night, let us not get carried away.
Let me be clear. There are large parts of this that are a result of the tax reform, and there's large parts of this that we would have done in any situation.
We called Apple, by the way. Mr. Cook has, as he knows, a standing invite to chat. Not available today.